In Flagstaff, everyone has a fire story, including Seidel Wasserman.
The second summer that I lived here was the Schultz Fire. And I can remember coming home and watching those helicopters every day dip out of the tanks and go fight the fire and watching the smoke.
Wasserman is an ecologist who studies wildfire in Flagstaff, and she knows it's a natural process. But that doesn't mean it's easy to live with. More than once, wildfires have burned near her home.
I don't like to embrace the apocalyptic. You know, all the trees are going to be gone in 50 years. But yeah, we are going to see some changes, and whether it's in our lifetime or a children's lifetime is yet to be seen.
Those changes likely include growing numbers of buildings destroyed by fire. Fire seasons in the West are 3 months longer than they were prior to the 1980s. When the Raphael Fire burned south of Flagstaff earlier this summer, Kat Edgley was among the people told to prepare to evacuate. She took videos of her things for the insurance company.
And I was really taken aback by how emotional I was.
Edgley is a social scientist who studies the emotions that arise during wildfires.
With the ash falling down over the house, it was very surreal. And I think because I researched this all the time, I didn't expect it to affect me as much as it did.
She's conducted surveys of Flagstaff residents to see how people recover after a fire. She says it's easy to measure recovery by rebuilt houses or repaired roads.
It's a lot harder to measure how many people are still feeling down about it, how many people are still worried or scared 6 months, a year, 10 years later, and what does that do to their connection to a place? Do they still want to live there? Do they still feel safe?
Those are the kinds of questions that preoccupy local therapist Colin Haygood. He says fires and other climate disasters can worsen depression, anxiety, and stress.
I think a big part of the healing process is just becoming more open about how we feel affected by these disasters, or even just the threat of them.
One response he sees is a form of sadness called solastalgia.
Solastalgia has to do with a sense that you're losing your home, even though you haven't left it. Right? And it's related to the difficulties that we might encounter when we run into the museum fire scar or
see a place that's been destroyed by floods. This monsoon season, rain has pummeled the museum fire scar and sent flash floods tearing through the streets of communities in East Flagstaff. Water overtopped barricades and swept away cars. Joel and Teki Sankey's backyard is now buried in mud and debris.
In this wall of sandbags is the only thing that has kept the house dry.
The sandbags are 3 feet deep in places. They even block the driveway.
During the rainy days, we close this, and then every morning we get up and open the floodgate, literally, drive out, and then put the sandbags back together.
We've gotten surprisingly quick at it.
The Sankeys say this is their new reality. They know climate change means more fires and more floods.
But it's definitely, you know, it's sort of the stark reality when it's occurring and threatening you literally in your own backyard, right? Makes it that much more
real.
Real, exactly. Yep.
But they don't have plans to move.
We love our house and we love the neighborhood. We're not blind to the risks of living right up against the forest.
But we have definitely started really thinking hard about what is the long-term solution to this.
Mental health experts say one answer to climate anxiety is to form strong connections with family, friends, and the natural world. For the Sankeys, the fire and floods brought them closer to neighbors they'd never met before. They're grateful for a community that's grown stronger in the face of disaster. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siviny.